as complaints must be made in writing. Let's say, because complaints must be written down.
言外之意，那么就是说所有的冤屈不平都要落实在书面上啊，要写下来。Must be made in writing 哈，我要求大家把这个 in writing 记住啊。Let's see, because complaints must be written down. The ombudsman receives an average of 1,200 letters a year. 每年要平均收到1,200封来信。一定要注意平均1,200封来信。An average of. Now translate my sentence. 我平均工作8个小时。So, 嗯哼，那么这个平均，我工作8个小时很简单。I work for 8 hours every day, right?我说平均来讲8个小时 I work for an average of 8 hours a day. Got it? 就这结构啊 An average of 我们平均来讲呢每个班有15名同学 So We have got 15 students in each class 是吗那这没有体现出平均这概念是不是 OK那如果用在each呢说明两个班平均如果是3个以上的平均每个班最好用什么 every 就不要用each了啊要注意 so we have got an average of we have got an average of 15 students in each class or in every class got it he has 8 lawyer assistants to help him and he examines every single letter in detail or in details最好的表达法我们在 detail 后面加出 s 详细的检查每一封信件 There is nothing secretive about the ombudsman's work 那么对于这司法特别的工作是没有什么秘密可言的 right? Nothing secretive Why? For his correspondence is open to public inspection 为什么呢因为这个他的什么信件是被公开的要受到公众的检查Or I should say, ombudsman's work is open to public inspection. 或者换句话来讲，这司法特派员的工作是要公开于民众的，可以听着。Yeah. Public inspection, huh? If a citizen's complaint is justified, so do you remember justified? Yes, justice. 那么如果公民的这种冤屈不平是怎么样？那么这 justified 所表达的含义是什么？符合。事实的是啊，公正的。The ombudsman will act on his behalf. Let's say, the ombudsman will take action in his interest. 可以听着。那么结合我们本文的标题，大家可以知道 ，on his behalf 是代表他的利益。言外之意 ，ombudsman will take action in his interest. 所以要采取行动，采取措施。那么必须要本着他的利益啊 ，on his behalf, in his interest。注意两个介词的应用 ，the action he takes。我们刚刚用到 take action， 采取行动哈。Varies according to the nature of the complaint。好，能否把这个 vary 改成 change 或者是 alter 行吗？哎，不行，因为我们刚强调了 vary 是根据时间、条件、状况的不同而发生变化，因为变不同而变化，一定要注意啊。我们也讲到了系列的形容词 varied various and so on according to the nature of the complaint 那么或者用 complaint 这就是一种类指如果名词接受的定冠词 the 限定表示这一类什么就千万不要加 s 变成复数否则你所指代的就是这类这部分你比如说冰箱在夏天是很有用的那么这语句应该怎么来表达能否说 The refrigerators are useful during hot summer 行吗 The refrigerators are useful during hot summer 这显然不能这么表达为什么那只是强调这些冰箱有用那言外之意别的冰箱没有用了所以我们采用的结构形式 The refrigerator is useful or refrigerators are useful 那么最好的用法呢 A refrigeratoris useful, right? 所以这里可以用 the, 也可以用 complaints, 那么也可以用 a complaint, right?
那么根据这个什么人们所做出抱怨冤屈的性质 nature, nature means what? Character, okay? 它的特性啊 character, 根据不同而采取不同的行动。Action 若主语，这里的 he takes 定语从句修饰了 action, the actions that he takes, very 的谓语动词。He may gently reprimand an official or even suggest to Parliament that a law be ordered. 大家知道在 a law 被 ordered 之间省略掉了什么 should、yeah. 我们用到了 suggest, suggest that 向谁提建议 suggest to somebody, 所以他有可能怎么样呢，会训斥于政府官员 or even 甚至向国会提出一种建议 that a law should be ordered, 那么法律应该做一部分的修改啊，部分的修改，没有说完全的改变，所以不能用 change. The following case is a typical example of the ombudsman's work. 那么通过这个概述之后，我们第三部分就是一个小小的例子了啊，比较典型的例子。好，把这个最后一个语句背熟。为什么我们将来在进行写作用实例来说明你的观点的时候，往往常用的句子结构 The following case is a typical example of it. You can judge by yourself. 你可以自己去进行什么判断， alright? Yeah, 这是一个很常用的句式。 OK, let's have rest and then we come back to get on to, you know, the third paragraph. 先休息一下。 OK, now let's go on with the class. Now let's study the third paragraph is a typical example of ombudsman's work. A foreigner living in a Swedish village wrote to the ombudsman complaining that he had been ill-treated by the police simply because he was a foreigner. Okay, you know, the key structure is simple, but it is very important. 这句的结构同学们发现很简单，但是很重要。A foreigner living in a Swedish village, let's say, a foreigner who is living in a Swedish village, right? Wrote to the ombudsman complaining. Complaining 明显是这里 ing 形式进一步解释他这个信件啊，写了一封信来抱怨说，所以这是 complaining 现在分词做状语，说明 wrote to ombudsman 的作用。或者我们改动成这样的结构形式 ：A foreigner wrote a letter to the ombudsman complaining。那么如果我加出 a letter， 那么大家知道这 complaining 就是用来说明什么 letter 啊？在第五课我们就已经反复接触这个表达方式了。他发了一封传真，指示这位记者要获取比较具体的数据， right? So the editor sent a fax instructing the journalist to get statistics. Remember that? Sent a fax instructing, complaining what? 这个 that 所引导的宾语从句 that he had been ill-treated by the police.Ill-treat 虐待，还受到了警察的虐待。Simply because means only because, just because, okay? Yeah, 只是因为他是一外国人。The ombudsman immediately wrote to the chief of police in the district, asking him to send a record of the case. 这种结构形式和我们刚所学过的是完全一致的。So wrote to the police station.Asking them to do. Got it? There was nothing in the record to show that the foreigner's complaint was justified. 一定要注意这个表达方式。There was nothing to show, 所以不定式短语进一步修饰 nothing. 那么在这个记录档案当中根本没有什么事情能够显示出来。Okay? To show what?To show the foreigner's complaint was justified, 他的这个抱怨是正当的。And the chief of police strongly denied the accusation. Accuse somebody of doing something. 指责指控某人做某事，那么他的名词形式 accusation. 所以这个警察局局长呢，强烈的否认了这次指控。Denied the accusation. It was impossible for the ombudsman to take action. Why? Because the ombudsmandidn't have got what? Sufficient proof. 对不对？因为他没有充足的证据。
But when he received a similar complaint from another foreigner in the same village, he immediately sent one of his lawyers to investigate the matter. The matter, you know, the case, right? 那马上派一个人去调查了。The lawyer ascertained that a policeman had indeed dealt roughly with the foreigners on several occasions. Okay, please recite this sentence. 这句话要背熟。At first, I want you to learn how to use ascertain. Generally speaking, we often say ascertained that. 一般来讲，我们所应的结构形式无非是 ascertain that, or ascertain something. Let's say, the lawyer made sure that. The lawyer made certain that. A policeman had indeed had really dealt roughly with foreigners that say, a policeman had indeed...ill-treated foreigners on several occasions. 所以这里的 deal roughly with 就等于我们刚刚上文提到的 ill-treat、yeah. 那么确实是很粗暴的对待几个外国人、很虐待外国人在几次场合当中、啊、The fact that the policemen were prejudiced against foreigners could not be recorded in official files、yeah. 那么这个事实 the fact 在这里它是做主语的could not be recorded 为动词是不可能记录在这个官方的档案里面的哈。什么事实呢 that the policeman was prejudiced against foreigners 是这个警察对外国人有偏见的这个事实这是一个同位语从句我只要求你掌握住 be prejudiced against somebody or something 对什么有偏见哈 I should say if you are prejudiced against somethingYou must, what, take objection to it. 如果你对什么有偏见你肯定是要提出什么异议提出反对意见 right? Take objection to. It was only possible for the ombudsman to find this out. To find this out, you know, to discover it by sending one of his representatives to check the facts. Check the facts means verify the facts.还记得我们五十九课所学过的一个核对事实 verify remember that 所以只有这个司法特派员派出他的一名助手去核查这个事实那么才搞清楚有成为可能好 it was only possible 一定要注意一个 only 的位置 so it is only possible for us to learn the language well if we study hard 对是不是就这个结构套用你看 representative 代表我们刚刚学过它的动词 represent 代表政党利益代表政党利益的各个政党的委员会 a committee representing all political parties 记得吗 represent in fact representatives refer to ombudsmen lawyers and assistants 其实这里的 representative 就代表上文我们所出现的 lawyers 或assistant 他的助手他的律师们、啊、The policeman in question 好掌握这个小小的介词短语 in question 涉嫌那么这个涉嫌的这个警察 was severely reprimanded 被受到严厉的谴责 and was informed that if any further complaints were lodged against him he would be prosecuted 所以如果再有抱怨那么对他提出指控的话他马上就被起诉同学们发现我们用 inform 那么被正式的告知说你发现这个句子结构形式 the policeman 做主语 the policeman was reprimanded and was informed got it 这就是句子结构的一致性如果你把这句话改动为 the policeman in question was severely reprimanded and the police station informed him你发现这个结构形式就太累赘啰嗦句式结构不一致、啊、He would be prosecuted The ombudsman prompt action 所以这个 ombudsman 的这个及时的行动、啊、At once put an end to unpleasant practice 就马上立刻结束了不愉快的做法 Practice of course What? It refers to what? 这里的 practice 指代什么What the policeman did、也就是指在那个警察的所作所为 Let's say What The way that he treated with foreigners.
我用到了 the way 去解释了 the way
that he treated with foreigners. 他对待外国人的那种方式
OK.
Put into 是本课的关键短语，把什么画上了一个句号。
其实有的同学，我们不妨可以直接解释为
the ombuds prompt action.
What? 这里是马上停止了，结束了 ，right? OK. And 能否说 and 不行，因为 and 它本身是一个不及物动词。如果运用动词的话 ，stop, right? OK. 那么阻止呢？阻止 ，prevent. OK. 阻止妨碍。
但你要注意，阻止妨碍 prevent 有的情况下它强调出来不是阻止，而且是妨碍。
你比如说，你妨碍了我的工作
，You prevent me what from doing the work,
right?
它会引起歧义。而我们这个 put an end to something 非常明了，表示把什么事情完全的结束掉啊。
其实我们中文的表达方式，那么这个司法特派员的及时的工作、及时的行动，把这个令人不愉快的事情画上了一个句号。
Which might have gone unnoticed.
啊，我要求把整个的语句背熟，一是要掌握住 put an end to something， 二是要把握住 which 所引导的一个定语从句。Which 那么就指代的是 practice。
So the policeman's practice might have gone unnoticed.
Miss,
which might have gone without being noticed.
啊，我们已经不止一次接触这种表达方式了。而这个警察的所作所为很有可能就会过去而没有受到人们的注意。哎，想想在45课我们曾经也学到一个句式形式，他们依旧过着贫困的生活而不会引起任何人的注意。 So do you remember that? So
if they had had only one more child they would have lived inobscurity unnoticed.
Do you remember that? 默默无闻的生活着而不会受到注意啊。 unnoticed 形容词在这里是做状语。